Ska vi börja med ett skriftsted?
And that scripture talks about the anointing of David.
Och det skriftsted handlar om salvelsen till David.
Now I don't know how you work it here.
Jag vet inte hur det fungerar här.
Whether you have Bibles, whether you use your phones or your tablets.
Om du har Bibel eller ser på Bibeln på telefon eller på nätbrett.
So whatever device you use.
Uansett hva slags applikasjon du bruker.
I'd like you to turn into the Old Testament.
Så slå opp I det gamla testamentet.
And we're going to start, or should I say, Margaret is going to start by okay, 1 Samuel 16.
Första Samuel 16.
But it's the second half of the first verse.
Men vi ska läsa andra del av första vers. Första Samuels bok 16. Då har vi bara funnit hur vi ska starta. Det är alltså första Samuels bok 16 och så börjar vi mitt I verset där, vers 1. Jag har förkastat ham som konge över Israel. Fyll hornet ditt med olja och gå. Jag sänder dig till Isai Betlehem för jag har sett mig ut en av hans söner till konge.
And then down to verse 6.
Och så ner 6 till 13. Då de så ham och han fick se Eliab, sa han till sig själv: Här föran Herren står nu hans salvede. Men Herren sa till Samuel: Säker på hans utseende och höje växt, för jag har förkastat ham. Här gäller inte det som människa ser, för människa ser det som ögonen ser, men Herren ser på hjärtat. Då ropte Isai på Abimina Dab. Han lot han trä fram för Samuel, men Samuel sa: Heller inte ham har Herren utvalt. Så lot Isai Shimma trä fram, men Samuel sa: Heller inte ham har Herren utvalt. Slik lot Isai de sju sønne sine tre fram for Samuel. Men Samuel sa til Isai: Herren har ikke utvalgt noen av disse. Da spurte Samuel: Var dette alle guttene dine? Nei, svarte Isai. Det enda en igjen, den yngste. Han ute og gjetter småfe. Send bud etter ham, sa Samuel. Vi setter oss ikke til bord før han kommer. Så sendte Isai bud etter ham. Han var rødkinna, han hadde vakre øyne og et godt utseende. Herren sa: Reis deg og salv ham, for han det. Da tok Samuel hornet med olje og salva ham midt iblant brødrene hans. Fra den dagen kom Herrens ånd over David og var med ham siden. Så brøt Samuel opp og dro tilbake til Rama.
Thank you. Well, I'm not going to be focusing on the story of David this morning.
Jag ska inte fokusera på själva historien om David den här morgon.
I'm just using him as an example.
Jag brukar han bara som ett exempel.
So God told Samuel.
Så Gud sa till Samuel
that he had chosen a new king for Israel.
Att han hade utvalt en ny konge för Israel.
And that new king was to be one of the sons of Jesse.
Och att den här nya kungen skulle vara en av sönerna till Isai.
So when Samuel went to see the sons of Jesse, he thought the Lord wanted Jesse's oldest son to
be
the king. Så
när han drog för att se på sönerna till Isai, så trodde han bestämt att det måste vara den äldste sönen.
But instead,
men istället för,
the Lord chose the youngest son, David.
Så valde Gud den yngste sönen David,
who was out tending the sheep.
Som var ute och passade på sauan.
Just think about it.
Bara tänk på det.
And you girls that are obviously younger than some of us. just think about it. David was in the fields tending the sheep, minding his own business.
David han var ute där på jorden eller i marka passa sauan och tänkte på sina egna ting.
Then one day at the age of 16,
och när han är 16 år gammal,
he was called indoors.
Så blir han kallt in.
And he was anointed by Samuel.
Så blir han salva av Samuel.
As God's choice for king.
Som Guds utvalde till att vara konge.
Just like that.
Bara sån.
I mean, how would you feel, you youngsters?
Hvordan vil du oppleve det, du som
you were going to be queen?
Du som ung. Om det liksom ble sånn. Ah!
But David was out in the fields tending the sheep, minding his own business.
Så David han var ute I marka och höll på med sina ting.
And after he'd been anointed as God's choice for king,
och nu efter att han blev salva som Guds konge,
he just went back to the fields.
Så drog han bara tillbaka till marka.
Now, I wonder.
Jag lurer på.
If we'd been David,
om vi hade varit David,
I wonder what we would have thought.
Jag lurer på vad vi ville ha tänkt.
Imagine that if we'd been called to be king.
Tänk om vi hade blivit kallade att vara konge.
Oh, yes, such a big privilege.
För ett privilegium.
And then you find yourselves back in the field.
Men så du vips tillbaka på marka igen.
Working as a shepherd boy.
Och du arbetar fortsatt som en hyrde.
Still working as a shepherd's boy.
Fremdeles arbetar med sauen.
Would we have got confused, do you think?
Tror du att vi hade blivit lite förvirra?
Or maybe we get a bit cheesed off because we couldn't figure out what was going on.
Jag tänkte, jag har helt skönt vad som föregår.
Well, church, waiting for God is not easy.
Kära menighet, att vänta på Gud är inte enkelt.
Often it can seem that he isn't answering our prayers.
Ofta så kan det kännas som han svarar inte våra böner.
Or he doesn't understand the urgency of our situation.
Och han skönner liksom inte allvar I situation.
Because that's what it can feel like.
Så kan det kännas.
When we're waiting.
När vi väntar.
It can feel like nothing is happening.
Det kan kännas som att det ingenting så sker.
Have you ever felt like that?
Har du känt sån?
Be honest.
Var nu ärlig.
Yeah. Yeah, well we have.
Ja, det har vi.
But you know, in reality, a whole lot is happening.
Men I realiteten så det massa som sker.
Let's just think about gold.
Låt oss tänka på guld.
I can't see any gold in here.
No, we don't have gold.
You don't have gold. Oh, okay.
Och leta efter guld. We have a lot.
Right. Well, the process of discovering gold.
Processen av att uppdaga guld.
Processing it.
Och bearbeta det.
Purifying it.
Rensa det.
And then shaping it.
Och så forma det.
Is a lengthy, painstaking process.
Det är en långträcken och smärtefull process.
And it can be the same for us as children of God.
Och sån kan det vara för oss också som Guds barn.
But we must remember it is God.
Men vi må huska att det är Gud
who determines how long that process is going to take.
Som bestämmer hur lång den processen ska eller hur lång tid processen ska ta.
Because again, let's just look at David. Not many shepherds become king, do they?
Låt oss se på David, det är ju inte många hyrda som blir konge.
And as a young boy of 16.
As a young boy of 16. Som en ung gutt ålder 16.
When he went back to the fields,
när han gick tillbaka till marka,
humanly speaking,
mänskligt sett,
you really wouldn't blame him,
så vill du inte anklaga han,
if he was expecting something dramatic to happen,
om han liksom tänkte att det skulle ske något väldigt dramatiskt.
After all, I'm king now.
Jag är trots allt konge nu.
But nothing did happen.
Men det skedde ingenting.
Nothing dramatic. Did happen.
Ingenting dramatik.
Not straight away.
Icke med en gång.
He just went back to the sheep.
Han gick bara tillbaka till sauen.
And do you know what? I'm sure you do know.
Och vet du vad? Jag tror att kanske du vet.
David was 30 years old before he actually became king.
David var 30 år för han faktiskt blev konge.
But you know, all the time God was working in David's life in subtle ways.
Men hela tiden jobba Gud I Davids liv på olika vis.
God was preparing David for his future.
David, när Gud förberedde David för hans framtid.
But David didn't know that.
Men David visste inte det.
He just had to trust God.
Han måste bara stole på Gud.
And as I said just now, sometimes it really can feel.
Och någon gång kan det verkligen föreläs.
That God's forgotten us.
Att Gud har glömt oss.
That he's not answering our prayers.
Att han svarar inte våra böner.
It can seem like nothing is happening.
som ingenting sker.
But in reality, a lot is happening.
Men realiteten är att det är mycket som sker.
If we look in the Bible, this happened to many people.
Om vi ser i Bibeln så har det här skett till väldigt många människor.
Joseph was being shaped for greatness.
Josef, han blev formad för storhet.
Then you've got Abraham and Sarah.
Så vi Abraham och Sara,
who were childless,
som var barnlös.
And they had to wait, or Sarah had to wait till she was 90 years old.
Sara måste vänta till hon var 90 år.
Well, anyhow, she had to wait till she was 90 before she gave birth to Isaac.
För hon fick Isak. 90 år var.
Moses didn't leave the exodus of the Israelites.
Moses han förlot inte förde inte Israels folk ut
until he was 80.
För han var 80.
Elijah.
Elia.
He waited beside the brook.
Han väntade vid sidan av bäcken.
And how about this one?
Och tänk på den här.
Noah built the ark.
Noah byggde arken.
And waited 120 years for rain.
Och han väntade 120 år på regn.
Paul was hidden away in Arabia for 3 years.
Paulus han var i arabiska världen i 3 år.
And so it goes on, and each person had to trust God.
Sån fortsätter det igen och igen, och hver person måste stole på Gud.
And look how God used these people in a powerful way.
Och se hvordan Gud bruker de menneskene på en kraftfull måte.
So people, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Så det betyr ingenting hvor gammel du er.
It doesn't matter how young you are.
Det betyr ingenting hvor ung du er.
God is working while his people are waiting.
Gud arbeider mens hans folk venter.
When Steve and I, we weren't brought up as Christians, we never went to church.
But, vi kom jo ikke fra noen kristen familie, og vi gikk aldri kirka.
But not long after Steve and I gave our lives to the Lord.
Men ikke så lenge etter at Steve og jeg ga vårt liv til Gud.
Because all that's another story.
Det en annen historie.
But we knew that it was time for us to give up our secular music.
Då visste vi att det var tid för oss att ge upp vår sekulära musik.
We had a big problem with our musician friends.
Vi hade stora problem med våra musikvänner.
They thought that we were crazy.
De trodde att vi var gal.
And they thought, it's just a whim. You know, they'll get over it. They're just becoming Jesus freaks. They'll get over it.
Ja, det där är kortvarigt. Det är bara bit såna Jesus freaks. Det där kommer dit att komma över snart.
But we knew that it was what God wanted.
Men vi visste att det var det Gud ville.
But one thing I have to admit, I don't want you all to think that it's just so easy, because I know you know it isn't.
Jag vill att du ska veta ett ting och inte tro att det var lätt, för det är inte lätt.
I have to admit.
Jag måste erkänna.
Things didn't go exactly as we had thought.
Det var inte så att allt gick akkurat som vi hade tänkt.
We were led to a very small church with 12 people in it.
Vi vart ledda till en menighet med 12 människor i den.
And for 18 months.
Och i 18 månader.
We painted walls and ceilings.
Så malte vi tak och väggar.
Cleaned the toilets.
Vaskade du.
And did all sorts of things like that in the church.
Och gjorde allt sånt där i en menighet.
At that time we had no idea what was going on. We just did it.
På den tiden visste vi inte helt vad som föregick. Vi gjorde det bara.
We didn't have any spiritual binoculars.
Vi hade inte någon andlig kikkert.
And we were new Christians.
Och vi var ganska nya kristna.
And it actually turned out that this church had been part of a very painful split.
Så visste det sig att den här menigheten hade varit gjenstand för en väldigt smärtefull splittelse.
And during that time we learned an awful lot.
Och i løpet av den tiden så lärde vi väldigt mycket
about the joy and the heartache of building up a church.
Då lärde vi väldigt mycket om det med glädjen men också hårt arbete och hjärtesmärtan med att bygga upp en kyrka.
But we didn't learn as leaders.
Men vi lärde inte som ledare.
We learned as just part people in the congregation.
Vi lærte det bare som ikke som ledere, men som medlemmer I menigheten.
Now, this is all good stuff. You det know her, what we were doing was good.
Alt vi gjorde var jo bra.
But it was a far cry from our vision. Our vision of taking music and traveling the world to tell people about Jesus.
Men det var så fjernt fra den här tanken vi hade om att vi skulle resa världen runt med musik för att fortælle människor om Jesus.
And while we're wondering what on earth is going on,
och mens vi spekulerade på vad I världen är det som sker,
the next bombshell was dropped.
Nästa bomba.
We were called to go to theological college.
Så blev vi kallt att dra på teologisk seminar.
And train to be pastors and evangelists.
För att tränas till bli pastor och evangelista.
Now I have to say I argued my way every point because I didn't want to go.
Jag måste säga att jag krånglade på kvar en bit för jag ville inte
and
göra
neither
det.
Did Steve. It wasn't just me.
Både Steve och mig, det var akkurat det samma. Vi ville inte det här.
See, this none of this was on our agenda.
Ingenting av det här var på agendan våres.
We just wanted to get out there.
Vi ville bara ut där.
Yeah, and tell the people about Jesus.
Och fortälla människor om Jesus.
But now, looking back,
men nu när jag ser tillbaka,
we realize that God was teaching us some very valuable lessons.
Så skönner vi att Gud lärde oss nå väldigt värdefulla lektioner.
Our faith was definitely stretched.
Troen vår var definitivt sträckt.
And we learned to trust him.
Och vi lärde oss stole på han.
Now lots of things happened.
Mye skjer.
But I don't want to frighten you, but it was 10 years.
Nå skal jeg ikke skremme dere, men det var 10 år.
Before our ministry became what it is today. 10 years.
Det tok 10 år for tjenesten våres ble det den I dag.
And actually looking at that.
Og når jeg ser på det.
Last time we were here in Tromsø.
Sist vi var her I Tromsø.
We gave testimony as how we knew God had called us to come here to Tromsø.
Så vittnade vi om hvordan Gud hade kallat oss att komma hit till Tromsø.
And when we were about to leave Tromsø,
och när vi skulle dra från Tromsø,
we all felt that it was God's will for us to return.
Så trodde vi alla att det var Guds vilja att vi skulle komma tillbaka.
Well, obviously it happened because we're here.
Det har ju skett för nu är vi här.
But it didn't happen as we'd expected.
Men det skjedde ikke så vi hadde trodd.
Do you realize it was 13 years ago
det 13 that we år were last here? At vi var her sist.
And Steve had been ill for
Steve
a while.
Steve har vært syk en stund.
And then we were asked by a church at home near where we were if we would go and help them for 1 month.
Och så var det en menighet I närheten där vi bor som spurt oss om vi kunde komma och hjälpa dem I en månad.
They'd had problems with a new pastor.
De har haft problem med en ny pastor.
And the church was going through a painful split.
Och menigheten gick igenom en smärtefull splittelse.
Things were not good.
Ting var inte helt bra.
So we put off coming here for a month.
Och vi trodde vi skulle dit en månad.
And then the church said after a month, "Oh, please, can you stay longer?"
Och så efter en månad så sa kyrka, kan du kanske vara lite längre?
So we said, "Well, maybe 6 months."
Så okay, 6 månader.
After 6 months, would you stay for 2 years, please? So we stayed for 2 years.
Och så efter 6 månader, kan du kanske vara I 2 år? Ja, då blev vi 2 år.
And you know, we were there for 7.5 years.
Och till slut var det alltså 7.5 år.
Now. God worked wonders in that church.
Guds under I den kyrkan.
But if I'm honest, we still wanted to move on.
Vi önskade att dra vidare.
And the honest truth is, we still felt called to come here to Tromsø.
Men fortsatt kände vi på det här kallet att komma till Tromsø.
And while we were at the church, we kept praying, "Please, Lord, can we go now?"
Och vi var I kyrka, vi bad till Gud, "Gud, kan vi dra nu?"
We're ready to leave.
Vi är klart att dra.
Just show us and we'll go.
Bara vis oss så går vi.
Guide us.
Led oss.
But each time nothing happened.
Kvar gång var det ingenting som skedde.
And we felt we had to wait. That word, wait.
Och då var det ordet vänt.
Then in March 2020.
I mars 2020.
Steve and I had decided, I suppose we'd got a little bit rebellious.
Da hadde vi blitt litt opprørsk.
That we were going to move on.
At vi skulle gå videre.
But God had other ideas.
Men Gud hadde andre planer.
He made it clear, no.
Han gjorde det klart, nei.
Now is not the time, you wait.
Nå ikke tida, vent.
So, at the church meeting,
på et menighetsmøte,
we were obedient and we agreed to stay on.
Så var vi lydige og vi ble enige om at vi skulle fortsette og forbli.
Two weeks later, COVID broke out.
Og så var det to uker og så ble det kom COVID.
And we couldn't have gone anywhere anyway.
Og vi kunne uansett ikke ha dratt noen plass.
See how God's timing is perfect.
Se, Guds timing så perfekt.
He can see the big picture.
Han kan se det store bildet.
Well, during that COVID time, Steve and I learned how to produce and present TV service.
Så I løpet av den tiden så lærte Steve og jeg hvordan vi skulle produsere TV, kirke på TV.
And this actually proved far more successful than we thought.
Og det ble mye mer suksessfullt enn vi hadde trodd.
Then after lockdown,
og etter at alt ble nedstengt,
we went through that difficult process of trying to filter the people back into church again.
Och så gick vi igenom den vanskliga processen med att få folk tillbaka till kyrkan igen.
Oh dear. I have to say and be honest that we thought we were never going to leave this church.
Och jag måste bara vara ärlig och säga vi trodde vi kom aldrig till att förlata den menigheten.
We really felt that God was never going to release us.
Vi kände att Gud kom aldrig till att frigöra oss.
And then I thought, but Lord, why do you put this desire in our hearts and you're not letting us go?
Så sa jeg til Gud, Gud, hvorfor legger du den her lengselen I mitt hjerte, men så lar du meg ikke gå? Eller lar oss ikke gå, eller dra?
So you're probably wondering, well, how did you leave?
Så da lurer du sikkert på, hvordan var det at dere for?
Well, in January 2021,
januar 2021,
I was reading all about David.
Så leste jeg om David.
And I looked at our time in Cabin Lane Church, and suddenly the penny dropped.
Ja, når jeg bare så tilbake på den tida når vi har hatt I menighet, når det var som krona datt ned.
Yeah, the light went on.
Da gikk lysene opp.
I could see how God had used us in many ways to build the church.
Jeg så hvordan Gud hadde brukt oss på så mange måter for å bygge kirka.
But do you know what?
Men vet du hva?
We were so busy thinking about what we had to teach the people.
Men vi var så opptatt av å tenke på hva vi måtte undervise folkene.
That it never ever entered our heads.
Så det kom aldri inn I hodene våre.
That God was actually teaching us.
At det var Gud som underviste oss.
And in Lamentations.
Og I det klagesangen.
We're called to wait and hope in the Lord.
Så vi kalt til å vente og håpe på Herren.
And he uses that waiting time.
Og han bruker ventetida.
To refresh us.
Til å fornye oss.
To renew us.
Til å fornye oss.
And to teach us.
Og undervise oss.
Now we realize that God was using that time.
Nå visste vi at Gud brukte den tida.
That we were at the church.
Som vi var I kirka.
To teach us.
For å undervise oss.
Psalm 27.
Salme 27.
Verse 14.
Vers 14.
And I would like you to turn to this and really take note of it.
Og jeg vil at du skal se på det bibelverset og notere deg det og legge merke til det.
Psalm 27, verse 14. I'll say it in English and then Margaret can read it.
Salme 27, 14. Først engelsk og så norsk.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Yeah, in Norwegian it's slightly different, but I'll try to switch it into some kind of mixture. I'll get the point. Yeah. På norsk, det litt annerledes på norsk, men det står sett ditt håp til Herren. På den engelske Bibelen så står det vent på Herren. Men her står det altså sett ditt håp til Herren. Vær frimodig og sterk I å sette ditt håp til Herren. På engelsk står det altså vent på Herren. Vær sterk og ja, fatt nytt mot og vent på Herren. Og en annen oversettelse. Ok, det sånn at det Norwegian translation. Vent på Herren, vær ved godt mot, ditt hjerte, vær sterkt, ja, vent på Herren. Ok, da fikk vi.
As I said just now, God often uses that waiting time.
Som jeg sa nå, Gud bruker ofte ventetida.
To refresh us.
Til å fornye oss.
To renew us.
Til å fornye oss.
And to teach us.
Og undervise oss.
Now I want to ask you.
Og nå vil jeg spørre dere.
Is that where Tromsø Baptist Church is at the moment?
Er det der Tromsø Baptistmenighet er for tida?
Because before we came here for quite a few weeks, I've been praying and praying.
For før jeg kom hit i ukan, før jeg skulle komme, så har jeg bedt og bedt.
What God wanted me to say to you this morning.
Hva vil Gud at jeg skal si denne morgenen?
And it was confirmed to me in so many different ways that this scripture is a word for Tromsø Baptist Church.
Det ble bekreftet så mange ganger for meg at det her ordet et ord for Tromsø Baptistmenighet.
So I want you to mark or whatever to remember that scripture because I do feel it is for you from the Lord. You'll know what context, you'll know how it applies to you. I don't. I'm just being faithful.
Jeg vil at dere skal merke dere det her ordet, og du vet hvordan det her passer inn hos deg, eller dere vet hvordan det her passer inn.
So it wait for the Lord.
Vent på Herren.
Be strong.
Vær sterk.
And take heart.
Og vær ved godt mot.
And wait for the Lord.
Og vent på Herren.
God is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Gud den samme i går og i dag til evig tid.
Now for those of you that have been Christians for a while.
For dere som har vært kristen lenge.
How many times have you heard that?
Hvor mange ganger har du hørt det?
Loads of times.
Mange ganger.
But do we truly believe it?
Men tror vi på det?
Ja. We mustn't have a I hope so kind of faith.
Vi må ikke ha sånn her, jeg håper det, type tro.
We mustn't have a oh maybe we'll see kind of faith.
Eller en sånn der, ja, kanskje det, vi får noe se.
We need to have I know so type of faith.
Vi må ha en tro som sånn, jeg vet.
Because God will see us through tough and uncertain times.
For Gud vil føre oss gjennom tøffe og usikre tider.
We need to allow, well, we need to have faith to allow God to do his thing.
Vi må ha tro til å tillate Gud å gjøre sine ting.
And in his time.
I hans tid.
It's hard.
Det tøft.
Like I said before, the waiting is hard.
Ventetida tøff og vanskelig.
So whatever you've been praying for as a church,
uansett hva dere har bedt for som menighet,
whatever your desire is for the church,
uansett hva din lengsel for kirka,
don't stop praying. Don't stop. Keep going on and doing the work of the Lord.
Ikke slutt å be, ikke slutt å med det dere gjør og holder på med.
Because he is working in you without you realizing it.
For han arbeider i deg uten at du klar over det.
And in Proverbs 3,
og i Ordspråkene 3, vers 5-7, Ordspråkene 3, 5-7,
it says, please. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And then this last, the next verse, is do not be wise in your own eyes.
Ordspråkene 3, 5-7. Stol på Herren av hele ditt hjerte. Støtt deg ikke til din egen innsikt. Tenk på ham hvor du enn ferdes, så gjør han stien dine jevne. Og så det siste verset. Vær ikke vis i egne øyne. Frykt Herren og vend deg bort fra det som ondt.
Too often we fail, all of us. We fail because we depend on what we think we can do.
Vi bommer alle sammen, for vi føler oss avhengig av hva vi kan gjøre og få til.
And we depend on what we think we should do.
Och vi avhänger vi liksom vi tänker på det vad vi borde ha gjort.
And then we also depend on what we feel we're capable of doing.
Och så är vi lite avhängiga av det vi också följer oss I stand till.
Well, I can tell you.
Då kan jag säga
that if God calls you to do something and if you've been praying for things, he will hear your prayers and he will make it possible.
Då vill jag säga att om du ber över ting och Gud gör det så gör han det också möjligt.
So, as far as I'm concerned, this might sound harsh.
Det här kanske hörs lite tufft ut.
But if we're Christians,
men vi dersom vi som kristna
and we believe in God,
och vi tror på Gud,
and we believe that Jesus died,
och vi tror att Jesus döde för oss.
It's no good just believing about it. We've got to do something about it.
Så kan vi inte bara tro på det, vi måste göra någonting.
So it's no good just coming on a Sunday morning.
Det kan bara komma på söndagsmorgon.
And then going home,
och så gå hem,
and waiting for something to happen, sort of just thinking, oh well, and that's it, and then come again the next Sunday.
Och vänta på att kanske något sker och så ja, det var nog det och så kommer man igen nästa söndag.
You have to put feet on your prayers.
Du måste sätta fötter på bönnen dina.
You need to believe what the Bible says and follow it through.
Du måste tro på det Bibeln säger och följa det.
No matter how long it takes.
Uansett hur länge det tar.
So again, Tromsø Baptist Church.
Så igen Tromsø Baptistmenighet.
A timely word for you is wait for the Lord.
Ett tidsriktigt ord för dokker är att vänt på Herren.
Be strong and take heart.
Var stark och mist inte motet.
And wait for the Lord.
Vänt på Herren.
Amen.
Amen.